Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. New you, you, you. That's a song being offered by Dwayne Hepner, founder of the new presentation, to connect us to the real universes. And be given guidance, real guidance, and a real education so that we can learn how to earn our way out of these psych realms into the real universes where there's real freedom instead of this implied freedom we have, where there's real love instead of just the emotional stuff that we think is love. It's an opportunity at this time, right now, if the real guides are letting you have this chance to hear about the new presentation and become involved in projects that are in development, like the Total Universal Rainforest and the All Solar Research Vessels and the Nations United Universal University and the homeschooling. Dwayne has wrote a group of books and calls them Adventure Is series, and they're available at lulu.com to buy in the paperback or hardback, or if you get a hold of someone in the new presentation about getting PDFs of them, they're available too. So I'll read some of one of the books Dwayne has created as a reference to get an idea what is being offered. This is New Book 5, The New Wave Is, Worldwide Wake Up Call, Just For You. The new wave, that sounds far out. I would say there must be some mistake about what you are saying, Lou. How could I possibly do anything like what you are telling me? Besides, I do not want to be anybody. I just want to surf, I said. You are young now, Sonny, but as time passes and you gain experience, you will see that I am right, and surfing is not all that you will do, she said as she kept changing the scene. Okay, I will just watch, I said, as I did just that, as I was watching young Dwayne watch. Now watch as you go down into the psychic layers from the real universes of light. Look. Yabel has taken you to the place where you are to choose a body in the etheric realm. It took you a long time to decide what your body type would be in, and he was very patient with you, and you can see, said Lou, as you can see, said Lou, as she laughed. I watched as I spoke to Yabel in the experience. I like this one here, sir, I said, as I looked it over very carefully. That would be a good body for you, do, but you may attract too many women with it, and your prime focus would take longer to accomplish. As it is, it will still take you 1,000 years to fulfill what is in your destiny, said Yabel, as he smiled at me. That is true, sir, so I will pick this ordinary one that is not so masculine. It will serve what I have to do down there, I said, as the body type was prepared for me by one of the attendants. It was interesting to watch how the attendant who managed this body factory took the body I choose to another room and then prepared it for me. Even as I am watching what is taking place, it is rather difficult to explain. Kind of like our dream visions, where we are there experiencing something, but when we re-enter the body and the little mind, it becomes hard to give a description as to what just happened. Most people do not realize all the past life karma they have, and so it must be transferred to the next succession of bodies a person takes on. The karmic baggage can be a useful motivation when properly understood, as it is nothing more than emotional ties for the most part. And then there are those physical situations to balance out. Not many people get to choose their body, as they must take what is given them by the lords of karma from the accumulation of events which have transpired. You have a lot of good karma due, plus the fact of Yabel being with you, so you have the privilege of picking out your body, said Lou. She followed the attendant with the view into the next room for us to watch. The room was huge, really big. There were gigantic futuristic machines all along the walls and ceiling. The attendant placed the body on a chair in an upright cylinder, and then closed the see-through glass door. He went back to the controls and pushed the buttons on a computer-type keyboard, then watched the body for any responses. For the most part, the body was calm, as there was an occasional slight jolt as the karmic programming was being loaded into it. After about an hour, the attendant opened the door and brought the body back out to where Yabel and I were waiting. Not a word was spoken as Yabel then nodded to me to enter the body. At first, it was a bit strange as I was adjusting to the new form, and so Yabel was very patient as I finally got used to the feel of it. Okay, we are ready to go to the next level down and adjust from there, said Yabel as we left the building. Yabel said, now that I had a new etheric body, we would have to take a shuttle to the next body factory in the other areas of the mental worlds. Our first stop would be in one of the known heavens of man, and that I would have to deal with the ruling governor, as it always takes his approval for anyone to reincarnate into the lower levels. The governor god knows the comings and goings of all those who enter the psych realms. We waited for the shuttle as it finally came, and we found a seat with hordes of other souls who were going into the lower worlds. I looked at all the new bodies, as they were rather silent as the shuttle moved along very swiftly. As I looked out over the vastness of the open sky we were in, the mental worlds began to appear in the distance. There were thousands of huge continents everywhere. We are going to the main kingdom of the Lord in this realm, do, said Yabel, as he pointed to the biggest continent of all. As we approached, I saw three gigantic mountains with light spewing from them. This place is an awesome spectacle. The ruler here, the Kalam god, always puts on a good show for those who arrive in his kingdom. He wants to make sure that nobody leaves or tells others there could possibly be more to life than where he is at. He has untold servants and slaves who will do anything for him, as he is seen as the all-knowing deity of this realm and many layers below this one, said Yabel as he winked at me. For now, all of this was new to me with this new body I was in. I was given a summary of some of my past lives, the ones Yabel said would be useful to me. He told me that I didn't need to know all of them at this time, because it would just overload and confuse me, as he wanted me to stay focused on the task at hand to get me into a good state of affairs. We soon landed on the gigantic continent of the Kalam god. There were thousands of other shuttles that had just arrived like us, and all the people on board exited about the same time as we did. There were multitudes of the strangest body types I had ever seen. There was such a mass of creatures and people that it took us a while to get through them. These creatures come from all parts of the various realms and worlds within the psychic regions. Most of them are candidates for the Kalam god, as many of them look for gods to worship, as he loves those who believe and worship him as their superior deity. The karmic baggage of many of these creatures is so embedded, and it will take thousands of lifetimes to offset it. There are so many who are very strongly adamant about their god being who they decide he is. It is not at all about the reality of what takes place here, but the contrived ritualism that sparks the attachment most people have toward their specified divine ruler. The Kalam god is into the most gaudy display of satanic ritualism, as he is the inventor of it and all the oppositions to his cause. He keeps his followers in the dark by creating devilish opponents who seem to want to belittle and even eliminate him. But it is all a political ploy to make his blind followers even more attached to him, to where they will lay down their life for any of his causes. What he implements here soon filters down to the lowest of levels in the material realms, then becomes all sorts of laws and distorted policies for those in control of the humans on the rock planets. During this life, you will experience very little governing control. But in your future lifetimes, you will need to know everything that is taking place. But we shall keep you straight with one life at a time, Sonny, said Yabel as he laughed a bit. Yabel walked over to an open transport. Then we got on and took a seat. I could not get over all the strange creatures that existed here. Yabel and I seemed to look normal in comparison, as I felt a little funny being around these others. Do not pay any attention to these creatures, as they are unconscious of where they are at. This transport will take us to the next body factory, which is a long distance away from here, he said, as multitudes of people got on the skirt and scurried around to their seats. Then the transport took off. This world is so immense and filled with all sorts of beauty and wonder. As we whisked past the outer part of the city, we came into a huge countryside of luscious surroundings. There were some flying machines in the air, as some of them hovered close to the ground as though they were inspecting what was taking place with many of the inhabitants. Those flying patrols are to keep a mindful watch on everyone here. Do. The patrols are administered by the Kalam God and his security force. All the lower realms have an observance and obedience network to keep the populations in control and doing what they should be doing for those who rule over them. The planet Earth you will be arriving at does not have any of such a mechanical nature as yet, but someday the technology will filter down to the Earth and there will be the same kind of spy networks used by the authorities to keep a surveillance on the public. The Lord God here wants all the psychic realm to be totally under his control. It takes a lot longer for the humans of the Earth to adapt to the technological applications from this realm, as these people here are so much more advanced in their education of the dualistic forces, said Yabble, as we watched groups of patrols honing in on the outskirt residents. Yabble said that the patrols would not bother us because he made sure they didn't really see where we were. We finally arrived at our stop, which was far from the main city. When we then walked for several long blocks until we came to a huge building, so huge in fact I could hardly see the end of it. As I ran for what seemed to be miles, Yabble led the way into the main door where we then came to a receptionist. Hello, can I help you? Said the man, rather polite and in a strange language that Yabble understood. Yes, you may. Said Yabble. We are here to pick up a body for Suma Wuhan. Let me check that for you, sir, said the fellow as he typed on his keyboard, then waited for the response from his computer. Then suddenly, an alarm went off in the building as the receptionist looked up at us while several Cal guards came rushing over to his desk. The receptionist pointed to the computer screen. As the guards read the information, then looked at us and began to step forward with their weapons drawn. But then Yabble put up his right hand and said, "It's all right, boys. Everything is fine, isn't it?" He said, as they stopped and put their weapons back into their holsters. "Yes, sir. Everything is fine. Here is your pass, and the room you want is straight over there and down the hall to your left," said the guard, and pointed so very politely to our direction as I heard the alarm stop. Yabble smiled and motioned for me to follow him. I was a bit surprised at what happened, and so he explained as we walked. There is always a watchful lookout for those coming from the universes of light into the psychic realms, and especially those who are accompanied by a real guide. Even though the technology of the Kalam God is very good, it is not perfect, as nothing is in this realm, but does appear to be. Your name was on the list of those to watch out for, but I took care of them for now, as they will have to deal with their superiors later when they finally find out about this mishap. You are supposed to go before the Kalam God first to get approval for a new body, but we are taking a shortcut, as this is all part of the adventure you will be learning with me, said Yabble, as we found the room and then walked in. This place was enormous. There were bodies stocked everywhere along all the huge walls, and even millions more hanging from the high ceiling. I looked at all the different species and creature types as Yabble gave the attendant the pass. Then he showed us where our body type was, which was in another huge room. I finally found the one that would suit me, and the attendant took it to another room to get it prepped. It would be a similar procedure as the other one I was now wearing. So we waited for the attendant to return. I am so amazed at all the creations they make here, sir, I said as I looked around like a kid in a candy store. This is only a small part of what they really have on this level. Those other buildings you saw beside this one as we came here, which run for hundreds of earth miles, are filled with readily available bodies. Most of the earth people consider their gods to have created their bodies, and in a way it is true. But it is actually each person according to their accumulated experiences, consciousness, and awareness that becomes a suitable alliance with the body type they are using. Bodies on this level are produced in a matter of moments, as opposed to the 9 months it takes in the physical world. The Kalam God puts a minute sensor into each body to keep in contact with it, which most humans never discover. In the future of the Earth, the place you are going, there will be the same technology which will be embedded into the bodies of most, along with the food and drugs which the populations will be fed. The last cycles of reincarnation are taking place in the psychic realms, and so we are keeping a close eye on you, Du, as this is a very important mission for you to be a part of. You were one of the very special manifestations of the Isness, and this is why I am with you. Most of the other souls, those who are unaware of their purpose in recalling any knowledge of the universes of light, will go through the entire process of the psychic realms, then eventually be able to return to reality. A lot of them will be put into the big sleep when the lower realms of creation are evaporated by the source of all, then returned when the new cycles begin. You will be freed from the lower embodiments in one of your future lifetimes before the culmination of the present cycle comes to an end, said Yabble as the attendant brought out the body. Then I quickly slipped into it. I am feeling more restricted now, sir, I said. This is one of your many endurance tests, youngster, as all the experience from this lifetime will add up for you as you finally become a great writer and let the earth people know the secret knowledge of the Isness, said Yabble. Writing seems awfully hard, sir. Couldn't I be a king with servants and have others write what I want? I asked. Ha ha, there is a special experience that comes when you are the writer. As you express yourself with the perception you have about the reality of life, and from all the levels, and not just the lower ones like those silly gatherings and congregations humans eventually have decided from millions of years of evolution. We will fine-tune you to be wonderful, Sonny. Now comes the hardest part of this test. We must pass through the Kalam Empire to the exit to exit this realm. So we have to travel back to the Three Mountains of Light, where resides the Kalam God. as he will grant the final approval for your departure into the lower levels. Said Yabble, as we walked from the building and back to the transport area. I was wondering how this would all come out from what we already went through. Yabble did not have any concern at all, as he was as calm as ever. The trip back felt different because I now had my new mental body, which I really did not care for. When we arrived at our original departure, there were a lot of Callum's soldiers around the station. As we got off the transport, they looked us over very thoroughly. As Yabble simply smiled and waved his right hand a bit, while we walked along, most of the guards did not even look at us going through the crowded streets. Over there is the giant castle of the Callum God, Du. With this trip and the ones in the future, you will come to know this creature very well, as he will come to know you in the same light. When you are going through this process, simply be patient and listen, and try to use your intuition as to what to say when the time comes, he said, as I nodded, while we walked along and then over to the castle. As we stood at the castle steps, then started to up the climb, I could feel the ominous presence of this deity. Because of my mental body and how it was so attuned to this region, I knew this was one of the things I would have to deal with and overcome while in my unconscious state as a human. I felt a sensation of urges like never before. The sensations hit me rather hard. As I walked up the steps, I jolted a bit. Then I felt hot, then cold, then I became frustrated and discouraged, then it all passed. This is not good, I thought. I am trapped. It is the influence of the Callum God, Du, something you will better understand as you gain a lot of experience in the lowest of all worlds and places. Callum has many who work with him to make sure all are under his control, but none as dastardly as the influence. It will take you a long time to properly recognize her. Most of the inhabitants here and those scattered about the lower creative realms know very little, if anything, about the influence. Most of the social structures are based upon the influence, as it is a particular binding subversion all its own within the dualistic forces. To most people, it is identified as something needed to create an attraction of the senses to things which become a strange involvement. From that involvement comes the creation of a stream of binding dreams which entice the unaware person creating them. You will eventually recognize her, said Yabble, as we approached the tall guards at the door. I already had a receiver in this body, and so the guards opened the door for me to enter. Then they suddenly stopped, as one of them said, "You can go in, young one, but he must not enter," as the guard stood in Yabble's way. Then Yabble casually raised his hand and made a motion, then said, "Everything is all right now, isn't it?" as the guard slowly agreed and stepped aside. Oh, let me make sure this is working. Okay, I hope it's working. We walked into, let me see what's going on. Okay. We walked into an enormous entrance, and I had the feeling I knew I had been here before, but could not remember. It all seemed like such a dream, something that happened here many times before, but it was as though my attention to any memory of it was not able to perceive it. As we walked along, I suddenly felt I was in a sort of trance, a spell of some kind, as I was experiencing what was taking place while my new bodies were trying to adjust to their own senses and the surroundings. I focused on Yabel as he looked at me, and I could sense he knew what was taking place with me. You have been here before, actually many times. All those lifetimes when you were a slave of the emperors and pharaohs, kings and queens on the various planets and worlds in the material regions. You were unconsciously worshiping the Kalam god, and he was always in your dreams and nurturing you to be his adoring servant, which you were. But then there came the right moment when you had enough, and you rebelled, and you were killed for it. The Kalam god forgave you for trying to betray him, as he used the influence to try and bring you back under his control, but you were too stubborn because now you had seen something more than just bowing to him and obeying all his contrived laws and rules. Your stubbornness caused you to be sent to the most harsh of conditions in the physical realm. Then again, many times over in the astral prisons, as the lords of karma sentenced you to many lifetimes of subversion and torture. This is always the path of the Kalam god, because if he does not get his way, then he will retaliate. And so, because you were so adamant on not being a part of anything that was cruel and controlling, I stepped into your life to take you back to who you really are. It has all been your endurance test to handle what your future position will be, said Yabel. Thank you, sir. I have come a long ways through all of this, I said, as something began to happen. There was suddenly a vision, an opening of sorts within myself, as I felt myself being held in some kind of dream. Then everything was black, very pitch black. I was stuck somewhere. Then a speck of light, a line in the darkness, appeared. It opened up for me and became a door into another room. The door swung open all the way, and all I saw was a dark shadow standing in the entrance, as I heard a loud laughter from the shadowy image. It was a very large figure, more like a reptilian man. He stood and continued to laugh, as I then saw a sultry figure come to his side, then take his arm as they left. Then the door slammed, and I came to my senses in the hallway. I was sweating as I looked at Yabel. Yes, you have come a long ways, youngster. The experience you just had is one of many the Kalam god uses to test his bodies when they are new, and actually for most of your life, wherever you are. All of us must go through the lower realms of knowledge to finally be able to understand ourselves and our real intent. Each lifetime is part of the series we must experience, which eventually adds up to our realization and perception of something greater than what we and others can create. There always comes a turning point where the individual is ready to make the climb out of the lower psychic regions then finally into the real universes of light. In the material realms, there are many imposters who propose a way out, but they are actually servants for the Kalam God, as a ploy to keep a person thinking that one must worship an authority, then abide by what the authority deems to be suiting and proper according to all the commandments imposed. You are now on the last leg of your journey, which will still entail several more lifetimes. But you are now under the care of the real guides. Said Yabel, as we came to another huge set of doors with several guards standing outside. As I looked at the guards and they looked at me, I could sense the impact of them. Then I turned to look at Yabel, but he was gone. Then I heard a whisper. "I am here, so pay attention," he said. The guard looked at an electronic pad he was holding, then said, "You are up next, so take a seat over there," as he pointed to some hard-looking benches along the wall. Oh, Denim. I went and sat down and slowly looked at the surroundings. I began to intently put my attention on all the enormous paintings hanging on the walls that were lined up from the front entrance to where I was seated, which covered both sides of the gigantic hallway. In almost every scene was a statuesque portrayal of the Kalam God in many different forms and settings. For some reason, I had the recognition and insight to see this. There was such a blatantness to them of forthright, startling obsession. It was obvious that this creature God worshipped himself more than anyone else. It is because you have been through so many lifetimes with many of the disguises he has used, and now you are seeing through all of them, as this is your entrance into being among the real aware. Most people are still under his hypnotic spell of obedience and subdued with his mate, the influence. You are a very special reality all your own, Do, and this is why you have been chosen to accomplish what very few will ever even know. You took the risk where everyone else agreed, because of all the fear they had put themselves into under the lash of the gods of the humanoids. Keep looking at the paintings. They will reveal so much more to you than you can realize now, said Yabel, as I heard him whisper. To me. One by one, I looked over each painting. I could see the main theme was for all those who were subservient to this deity and to be at his mercy and to promote his cause of cruel domination and, most of all, raw power that he aggressively ruled with. It was all about him and him alone, as power was evident as the main theme. Some of the pictures were battle scenes. Then there were those where he stood with an appearance of great benevolence, standing atop and looking over mounds of dead bodies, something like that of a heroic nature. For the most part, all the pictures were dark and moody. As I noticed, there was no blue sky in any of them, nor the sun. Here was a god that blotted out the sky and sun and made himself the center of attention for all to pray and worship to. I suddenly began to recall some of the torturous lifetimes I was sent into, which seemed to be part of what I was carrying with me. As I rebelled against the religious tyranny of what appeared to be the righteous thing to do at the time, I could see these paintings depicting those times as a reminder of all the violence and terror that was administered by the forces of the so-called good of the rulers in the circular worlds of time and space. I was having a revelation of sorts. As these dark images that hung on these walls became alive in the sense they told their own story, I somehow thought about being the writer, as Yabel had mentioned. And from these images, I could surely tell a lot of interesting stories. And the fact that I had been a part of so much of them as my own history. It is the reality of all there is that has entered you, do, and now you are becoming aware of what has held you back so long from once again returning to the real universes of light. Only the real guides can give you this reality, and that is why I am here. And so here begins the journey into your great future to do what no one else can, and that is to become real with yourself. You will see what comes from all of this, and so to see all, you must have the greatest of patience and risk-taking courage, because you have a lot to learn for many centuries to come. You are one with us now, and we are always with you, said Yabel. As I continued to look at the paintings, one of the big doors opened next to the guard, and I could see a very tall and strange dark hooded entity talk to the guard. Then the guard came over and motioned for me to follow him. I stood up, feeling a little woozy, and followed him through the huge door and into the most enormous and awesome room. I first looked up as I entered, as there really was no ceiling, but a gigantic opening to what appeared to be the sky. As I walked along, I looked at both sides of the room, which seemed to be so far away. The walls were mainly draped in huge reddish-brown curtains that hung from the top of the walls to the floor. I felt I was in a dream world, and that all of this was appearing as though there was something ominous behind all of it. But what? In between the rather drab drapings were more large paintings like those in the hallway entrance, but even more detailed about the depiction of this god of treachery and deception. As I followed the huge guard, he then stepped aside, and what I saw startled me for a moment. As I stopped and stared, a chill went through me, as I now recognized my assassin and jailer. There was a pause of stillness in the air, as we both looked at each other in a long moment, suspended in his conceived time. Then this huge entity known as the deity of this realm spoke. Come forward. His voice filled the entire room with a specific sound like that of a vibrating bong after the initial hit with an instrument. The sound continued on as I walked as close as I could to him, then stopped. I felt very reluctant in being here, but held to my position and endured. As I stood and we stared at each other, I could sense he was doing something of a hypnotic nature to me, as I felt I was being drugged by his very presence. The presence of his appearance was very disturbing and agitating. Memories of what I had gone through with him went speeding through this new body I had. I was out of control with all the imagery I was experiencing. It was as though it was him that was making all the madness. That is far enough. Let there be silence. Let me look at you, he said, as one of his hooded soldiers who was standing beside him leaned over and whispered in his ear, which was a really big ear, as this deity was about 30 feet in height. I know you. Yes, I know you very well. Yes, you do, I said, as I waited for him to speak again. You have been in my lower astral purgatories for some time now, haven't you? He said with a staring eye at me and a sly smirk on his big August face with a head. Yes, I have, I said, as I could sense he was playing with me like a politician plays to their audience to smooth them over with a sleight of hand, like a magician who is creating his illusion without the unconscious mind not noticing. I remember you now. You were the one who caused a great revolution against me, and for that, you and your rebel friends were put to death many lifetimes ago. You seem to have returned somehow into my very presence. How resourceful of you, he said as he keenly looked me over. It has been a long time, I said, as I stood having to adjust to the bodies I was wearing and being influenced with. As my awareness of the surroundings swayed and shifted from those torturous events I had lived with for thousands of Earth years. I see that you want to go back to the Earth and start over again. But will you obey the law and rules I have created for all my subjects? Will you, slave? He asked demandingly as he waited for me to answer. At first, I was without anything to say. Then I decided to take a risk, and so I said, you are the rule maker, and this and the earth is your kingdom, Lord. He looked me over with a sly smirk on his musketry face, then said, I like what you are saying, but I am still not convinced. You caused me a lot of trouble at one time, and it took a lot of my soldiers to straighten things out. I'm not sure about you, he said as he rubbed his big chin with his large, gnarly hands. As he continued to stare through me, I am sure you have had worse than I, Lord, I said as I waited and watched his every motion. Then he immediately laughed for the longest time as the vibrations went everywhere. Then he said, you are right. You are so right. In all the millions of time and space measurements of the lowest of all worlds, I have been the Lord. I certainly have had worse, and I conquered them all. You are very clever and perceptive. What I want to know is, have you learned your lesson about who is the absolute Lord and God of all creation? Have you dolt? I have, Lord, I have. You are the God everyone looks to, the one and only God, I said as I held my breath. Good, good. Then I will let you go and have your life on the earth. And I want you to have many children who will worship me as their almighty God, he said as he smiled. I was surprised at what he said, as I never thought about being with someone and having children. Then, from the side of the room, from behind one of the huge curtains, I saw someone peek their head out. It was a beautiful woman with long black hair and very red lips. She looked right at me with a piercing stare. then vanished behind the curtain and was gone. I looked over at Callum, then said, I can do that, Lord. I will have many children, and they will know who is God, as I was hoping this would be the end of our conversation. Excellent. Take him to the operating room and make sure the body he has is fit to have many children, he said, as he motioned for the guard who brought me in to follow him. As I walked out, I could feel the presence of this deity focusing in on me. Then he said to his guard, bring the next idiot, as he laughed and made the haunting noise. I followed the guard out of the big room, then through some more doors, then down a long hallway. We finally came to a room, and the guard motioned for me to enter. As I walked in, there were two strange-looking creatures waiting for me. Come this way and sit here, said one creature. As I sat, then they strapped me into the chair. They stood at their machines as a cone-shaped probe of some kind came down from the ceiling and became fastened to my head. Then they pushed some buttons on their control pads. I couldn't feel anything as they were looking at a screen to see the results of their findings. After a short time, they pushed another button, and the probe removed itself from me. Then one of them came over and unstrapped me. You will have many children during this lifetime, the creature said as it smiled and gave me something like an identification card as it motioned for me to exit the room. I followed the guard down the hall to another door as he opened it for me. Then I was suddenly outside again. I looked at the card. And as I was trying to figure it out, Yabble appeared from the side of me. You did great, Sonny. The Callum God lets you out of his kingdom, and that card is your passport to a new life. There are many ways to do this, but now you are official with less of a hassle, he said as we left the castle premises. Yabble said that we would have to go through the same routine with the other lords on the lower levels, so we went to where the shuttle was, and then we were off to what he called the capital of the causal realm. As the ship took off, I looked back at the vastness of this place in the mental worlds. Memories of what I went through with this god mysteriously kept creeping into me. I had been impregnated with so much brutality and mostly fear-driven intimidation and assault. It was like a creature inside of me wanting to control every thought and action I had. There were feelings of the many mates I had while in those past lives, which I only got glimpses of, as most of them were tortured beside me, so that I would constantly submit to the adoration of Callum. There was an uncontrollable longing of sensual response with the behavior of many of the images that were coming at me. I wanted to get on with this journey more than ever, if to just have my attention on other things and forget this alluring, misguided place. I wondered if I ever would be really free. Is it the influence Callum God do? It is the influence with the Callum God due the dualistic power of the dark forces. I stood there with you in the room, but unnoticed, because the Callum deity does not like the real guides at all. The woman you saw behind the curtain was the personification of the influence. She is the mate of Callum, crony. When it is time, you will learn so much more about her. But for now, you have enough to focus on, as she will be forgotten within you for the longest time. But there will come a day when she will play a vital role in all you are doing. Then you will be ready for something big, said Yabble, as the shuttle started to descend onto the runway of our destination. As we exited the ship, I was suddenly in another marvelous world of huge beauty and creativity. Everything was so colorful and vibrant. There were huge structures that seemed to touch the sky. We walked along grand boulevards to where the transport depot was. "This lord will be much easier than Callum, do," he said. "Well, to be honest, sir, I felt Callum was rather easy," I said. "Of course he was for you, as you have been through a lot from all you have endured, and so an audience with him is like a walk in the park compared to being tortured and burned alive. He is very deceptive and will test you to see what you will do, as he knows he can have his way with most people in the end. You have learned a lot from all those lifetimes as a prisoner being brutalized, and you are stronger than him, but you have to realize it, and that takes time, but eventually you will. You have endured a tremendous amount, more than most, and now you have gained a great unseen strength. I can see it in you," he said as he patted me on the back. Then we were at the depot. We boarded the transport, and as we went along, Yabel explained a lot to me. "You are going through this special process because of what you will be accomplishing in your distant future, do. Most souls are hurled into the lower levels in huge bunches, then tossed among the entry positions to try and find a body to reincarnate in. Because you stood up for something real and true, something noble and death-defying, we picked you out from billions of others to have this special privilege. We know that your heart will mature so very superior to the multitudes who do not risk anything in their lives. Without real danger in one's life, they cannot get into the heart of reality. There is no end to the possibilities each person can utilize, but they must go beyond their formal conditioning while they are trapped in the psychic realms to get out and into the real light of life. You have done this, so the destiny of your life and so many others has altered for the better," said Yabel, as we arrived at the causal lord's castle, which was seen from the depot. We stepped off the transport and walked over to the giant steps leading up to the entrance of yet another huge castle-type structure. These gods of men have a lot of wealth, as they all live in gigantic castles, I said as I looked up at all the steps leading to the entrance. "It is not so much the wealth. It is all the slaves they control who do all their bidding and building. The psychic realms are a vastness of mainly domination and rulership. These lords were once as slaves of others, but they were more persistent than most and eventually took over and became the rulers. A person has to have a definite attitude and actually a barbaric heart to want to have what these creatures control and own. You and I have our own special position with the reality of life, an unseen and wondrous thing that is not of any world, but of all the real light life is. It is a great struggle for anyone to get past all the lifetimes of dreadful hammered conditioning, from the cycle of unconscious reincarnation and karmic effects each person goes through. Only a few during each lifetime of engagement make it to where they can eventually master themselves to become self-sufficient. Then, from billions of them, maybe one or so will make it into the heart of reality, but most linger in the first universe of light and are content to be there. You and I do. We are from something so far beyond what most will ever even consider. And that is your eventual position, as I will be with you until the moment is yours, said Yabble, as we climbed the steps to the entrance of the huge castle. As we made it to the top of the stairs, I could see that the outside soldiers here were not as intimidating as the Callum guards. I showed them my pass, and they nodded and let us right in. This castle was also very huge, but a slight smaller than Callum's. The hallway was lined with more paintings, but of a different flavor, and they were a bit more religious and easy to look at. There were still some battle and conquering scenes, but not as dramatic as Callum's. We approached a receptionist desk that sat a distance in front of the main entrance. As we walked up to the person at the desk, I showed her my card. "Please be seated, and I will call you when it is your time to go in," said the lady, as we sat on a nice and very long couch with several others who were waiting. "The lord of this realm is a lot nicer. He is the subordinate of Callum and one of his front deities. On the material world, it is the same idea, as the most ruthless are usually hidden from the unaware masses, while those who are the administrators and actual puppets for the elite are who the audiences see. There is always a huge deception in any social environment. But where you are going during this lifetime, you will not really experience any of this for the most part. Your future lives will be a rather different story. So you want to just focus on this life, because the other ones will be here soon enough. I know it is hard for you to fathom, but counting all your lower embodiments up to developing your humanoid vehicles, you have already been around for more than 1 million embodiments and on thousands of different levels in many worlds. A lifetime is but a wisp of the wind," said Yabble, as I considered everything he told me. As I sat and looked over the beautiful paintings on the walls and considering all that Yabble had told me so far on this journey, I was overwhelmed. Looking at all the colorful images that were framed so eloquently, I could subtly perceive something taking place behind what was so obviously being shown. I had no way of recognizing what I was seeing or feeling, as it was more of a sensation-like awareness that was taking place. I did have a strange feeling that from these paintings, and also the ones in the Callum Castle, that there was something trying to cry out to me, as though the heart of what was being displayed had a secret message to convey. From some of what Yabble had been telling me, I figured it was a mysterious whispering voice. It seemed so innocent, from behind the psychic realms, from somewhere unknown. After a time, the receptionist called for me, and I went into the main entrance alone again. Yabble whispered to me that he was by my side, so I felt very confident. I followed the guard into the room the same way as before and stood in front of a more easy-to-look-at deity. This lord was still rather big but looked more like a man than a creature. As I looked at him, he was looking at a small screen that was held by an assistant who stood next to him. I waited as the two of them silently conversed, then he looked up at me and spoke. "You have been through a lot, young man. I can see that you led a rather large assault on the armies of the Callum God and his systems of belief and faith. I am surprised that you come this far," said the Lord, as he actually smiled at me. I have been through a lot, and I have learned a lot, and so I am ready to try again, I said, as I watched his manner in every movement. You sound sincere, and so I will let you pass. We shall see what you have learned, he said, as he motioned to the guard. I followed the guard back out of the huge room and met with the receptionist, who gave me another pass card. Then I walked down the long hallway and outside, where I met Yavo at the entrance of the castle. That went better than I expected. Do, said Yavo. It sure did, sir. He was very easy, I said, as we walked down the steps. With your new pass card, we can get your memory body. We must take the transport to the outskirts of this city where the body station is, said Yavel as we walked for a couple of blocks to the depot. During the ride to the body station, Yavel was silent, and I just watched the outer terrain go by. This is a beautiful realm with a lot of assortment of variety of extraordinary vibrance. We soon came to our destination. Got off the transport, then walked a long block to the body station. When inside, I handed the counter person my pass card, then went into the huge warehouse where the bodies were kept and picked mine out. Yavel and I waited for a brief time until the memory vehicle was ready. Then I stepped into it. I was now experiencing a new effect from many of the past lives I had lived in the lesser of the lower worlds and realms. Instantly, so many memories ran through my mind and conjured up an untold number of fascinating images, along with many of my relationships to them. At first, it became too uncomfortable for me, so I had to let go of the sensation of this body, as it was a struggle at first, because I really did want to know more about what I had been through and why. Take your time with this body, as it can trigger so many things within you. Eventually, you will learn to disseminate your old experiences and put their hidden abilities to good use for you. While we are here and outside of the influence of the lowest bodies, you will be able to sense those lives that have brought you to this present moment, do. All of us are a culmination of all we have experienced, realized, and then perceived, which gets processed into your true awareness. So it is always important to note what takes the most priority. Extracting any amount of value and truth from what we go through and experience is what makes us who we are and do what we do. There is more to life than just a life somewhere, but to be something so much more real than one can even imagine, said Yavel as we left the building and walked back to the transport depot. I was having a dreamy experience with this body and all the programming contained in it. There were ongoing episodes taking place within me, so I had to learn to control everything that was affecting me, especially the ones with the woman I have known.